Oh boy, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. This is from a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill, where he said you should read something or talk about something aloud for 10 minutes enthusiastically to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. It's a fun habit to have. People are more likely to listen to you if you're talking with enthusiasm. I recommend you try this as well. It's fun. You can record yourself every day for a little bit, and then a month or a year down the road, you can play back your first track to your latest one and be like, wow, there is a difference. So, on this episode, based on what I did this morning, I want to talk enthusiastically about freezing bubbles. I may have done this before, and it's fun, so I'm going to do it again. Today, cold is crazy. So, literally, a week ago, it was 60 degrees. Heat wave. I was wearing shorts. The bees were out. We were all having a good time. It was a fun day. Beautiful. And then the past few days have been cold. I haven't been able to freeze bubbles because it has been windy. So zero to -3, -7 with 20 mile per hour winds is really, really cold. It is not good. It is super cold, and not if you're not used to it, it is not safe to sit out in that cold weather. So crazy stuff. And yeah, just going from 60 to -9 is what it was today. Pretty big shift. Anyway, freezing bubbles, ideal temperature is below freezing with no wind. That's it. That's the requirement. The colder it is, the faster they freeze. So, yeah, my favorite temperatures are between about 0 and 10. 0 to 10, 0 to 15 degrees Fahrenheit is what I call the sweet spot because they freeze fast, but not too fast. Today, with it being -9, they froze instantly, and it was super fast. I actually had to change my bubble mix. And the reason there's a bubble mix and why a special mix is it required to do this, if you're interested in freezing bubbles, is if you were to just take soap water, you know, dish soap and water, the bubble would pop because it would freeze so fast that the second the ice started forming, it would pop the bubble. So you could try, and you're just going to keep your bubbles are going to keep popping and popping and popping. So you have to add something to the mix to strengthen the bubble so it could withstand a little bit of wind and the freezing. So how the freezing works is your bubble, it has an outer soap layer and an inner soap layer. And then in between those two layers is the water. And that's what's freezing. So that's why it looks cool and how it spreads and the bubble remains intact. It's because that middle thin layer of water is what's freezing. So here's the bubble mix that I used today for super cold, and it was a tablespoon of glycerin, a tablespoon of sugar, and 8 ounces of water, or 200 milliliters, now that I have beakers to mix my bubbles in, and then a tablespoon of dish soap. You mix the dish soap in last, so you don't get a lot of little bubbles forming. But yeah, the glycerin freezes slower. It makes the bubble freeze a lot slower. Since it was so cold today, I used that. And I also did something crazy. It was a TikTok comment. Someone said, hey, you should take one of those little tea lights with the LED candle and blow a bubble on that to make a little lamp. And I'm like, that's a great idea. I never knew those existed. So my mom, she was out of town, you know, where there's stores and things to buy. And she got me this cool candle. That is the only thing she could find. It was a real candle with an LED bulb in it. And I was like, wow, that's perfect. And I had to cut and melt the candle down to get the bulb exposed so I could put the bubble over it. And it turned out great. So check it out on TikTok and Instagram. I posted a few videos. The TikTok, I also posted one that's like five in a row. And I have just tons of different bubbles from today. It's crazy. What do I got? Let me pull over, open my folder. I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 18, 5, 6, 27. Wow. 27 videos of freezing bubbles on a little candle. And it's cool. It didn't work as awesome as I thought it was going to be. I thought it'd be like a little lamp with where you could see the crystals, and the bubble is pretty translucent, so you could always see the bulb, and it didn't really diffuse the light a whole lot. So I think maybe if I could find one with a brighter bulb, it would possibly work a lot better. I don't know, or worse. It's hard to say. So the glycerin also makes the bubble a little foggier, so that worked out. I'm getting ahead of myself. So the glycerin, better for cold. So it'll freeze. It's still like these bubbles are freezing in 30 seconds, which is pretty dang fast. Now, the other bubble mix is 8 ounces of water, a teaspoon of corn syrup, a tablespoon of sugar, and a tablespoon of dish soap. So it's all the same, except you're using corn syrup instead of glycerin. And I tried that out today. It kept popping over the candle. Like when it would touch the candle, it would pop, which was interesting. I don't know why. I blew a few bubbles off the candle and they worked fine. However, they froze in like 10 seconds. It was crazy. I think that was the problem because it was freezing so fast when it was like pretty much froze when coming out of my straw. So it's like it blow the bubble and it would hit the bulb and pop. So that's crazy. It's crazy, crazy stuff. And it didn't work. So I had to use the glycerin, and that's really my two mixes. It's like either glycerin or corn syrup. You need one of those to strengthen the bubble because otherwise it's just going to pop, pop, pop. And you know, even the corn syrup, that pops too. You could probably get away with adding more corn syrup if you didn't have glycerin, or less glycerin if you didn't have corn syrup. If you didn't have either or, I'd suggest corn syrup because it's cheaper and I've had the best results with it. You know, it's like more crystally and that's fun. So it's an experience to do it. It's super fun. And for a different thing, I'm going to try on this since I did so many. I'm just gonna take the audio clips out and patch them on here for fun so you can hear how my morning went. I don't know if I'll do all 27 of them. That might be a little too long, but I'm gonna pull the audio out of the files and stick them into this episode so you can kind of hear my progression as I'm trying this out. And I think, yeah, I need to do this live one time. It's just, to me, it's not as exciting with me doing it because they look way better through the camera. Like when you're just looking at them from up top, you know, like over the bubble, it's not as exciting. You need the light coming through the bubble to really see how cool it is. Anyway, so here I'm gonna splice it. I'll just do like a handful. Like I'll pick a few and splice them in here so you can hear my enthusiasm while I was freezing the bubbles. Bubble! Candle bubble. Ooh! It's going from the back first. There it goes, climbing. Pew! Little lovely crystals. So pretty. Oh, you can see the candle flickering a little. Yeah. Dramatic. There's our little candle bubble. Ooh. So pretty. Candle bubble! Whoa! Just froze right up. That's magic. How cool is that? Literally, it's ice cool. Ice cold. Brr!
You can see a little candle covering the back. You can see it glowing. Ooh. Blew out the candle. Hurry the bubble.
Oh boy, there we go. There's two bubbles. Two bubbles that I froze this morning. It's fun at the audio comparison between just my camera and then my like in-room microphone. a little different. Camera's a lot louder, so I'm still learning audio, which is a fun process. And yeah, there we go. Two bubbles I froze. It was interesting with the little candlelight. I think it was fun. It was a wonderful comment to receive. And I didn't even know something like that existed. I didn't know there were little candle LEDs. It makes sense seeing one like, oh yeah, totally, like someone making that. And it's fun. It looked like a real candle. I even have, you know, like a soot on there from melting it. I like took a lighter to it and I wasn't thinking, and there's just little streaks of lighter soot from the smoke burning. And yeah, so it looks like a real candle other than the flames, you know, stationary. It flickers too, and that's a fun little thing. Neat little cheap. That is like $2.75 was the cost of the light, and it gave me a morning of entertainment, which is fun. So I do enjoy the freezing bubbles with my yesterday's episode, The Good Things About Winter. Well, we went from 60 degrees to super cold, and guess what? Now we have snow outside and I can freeze bubbles, which is exciting. So did the freezy freeze of bubbles. It's something new too on a candle. Slight differences make all the rage. And another common popular thing I see is people have been freezing. They'll dip a cookie cutter into bubble mix and then it freezes within the cookie cutter. You know, there's cookie cutters in all sorts of shapes. They look cool. You know, one I saw was like a little house. So it froze, a little heart, very popular. I've done my version, but I 3D print a bubble wand, and then I can just dip it into the bubble mix and go. Because the problem with a cookie cutter, where it's hard, is you got to cut the front part of the video out because you have to dip it and set it in front of your camera. And depending on how cold it is, it's probably almost already frozen by the time you set it down. And then the challenge is having to focus thin. So it's a real hard thing to focus that thin layer that's freezing. So I you could do the same thing with cookie cutters. Since they're metal, you could take like a little metal rod and stick a magnet on it and then hold it with a clamp, and then that would be high enough where you could dip a bubble mix over your cookie cutter, take it down, and then focus your camera. Then you're good. Then you just boop, dunk it, watch it freeze, and go. I guess the only thing you can't do with that is add little decorations around the cookie cutter. You could get away with adding like a fancy background though. That would work. Something colorful, maybe festive. I don't know. Tons of opportunities. It's real fun. So there's a good thing about winter. Freezing bubbles. It was fun this morning. I don't know how many more days I'll get at this part of winter. Usually February is about the last month I can freeze bubbles. In March, it doesn't get as cold. But who knows? The weather's been pretty screwy lately. All over the place. I mean, literally a week ago, 60 degrees, and now it's negative nine. I think it's up to 5 degrees right now. So big heat wave. Chickens are not enjoying it, and neither are the bees. So that's fun. But at least we're having fun freezing the bubbles. Anyway, that is my enthusiastic talk about bubble freezing. You should try it if you have the right conditions, and that's just below freezing. Colder it is, the faster they freeze. So if you're right at 32, it can freeze, but it could take 5 minutes maybe. And if you like breathe on it, like your breath will thaw it out instantly. It's crazy. So, and then bubble mix, make some bubble mix with corn syrup or glycerin in it. And why do you put sugar in it? Well, the sugar is funny. You don't want it actually to fully dissolve in the water. You want the little granules of sugar floating around. So I mix it with cold water instead of hot water. And wherever those little sugar crystals are, you'll see them on the bubble. So wherever those are is where a crystal will form, an ice crystal. So that's why there's sugar in the mix. It helps make little crystals sprout throughout. And if you don't want to do sugar and you have fresh snow, you can actually blow the bubble and then sprinkle snow on the bubble, and then you'll get an ice crystal wherever a snowflake touches. And that is magical. My favorite bubbles, I only have had a few times where it happened, but my favorite ones are with a light snow. And as I'm just filming, little snowflakes will hit on the bubble and get to see the little ice crystals form. So that's super fun. And there we go. So if it's cold, go try freezing some bubbles for fun, or a cookie cutter or a bubble wand, whatever. Whatever you want to do. It is a magical, pretty looking process. Anyway, that's all for today. We'll catch you later.